CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Aren't you coming down to breakfast? I've called you three times. What are you doing up here, dear?
Oh, I don't know. Can't seem to get going this morning.
Didn't you sleep well?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But I woke up in the middle of the night and got to thinking about that stupid salesman we had yesterday.
Oh, I certainly wouldn't waste any sleep over him.
He's so darn mad. He's a guy selling washing machines. I mean, that's his job. That's where he works. He doesn't care whether you buy one or not.
All right, then.
Well, you know us, too. He was just annoyed that we were keeping him from going out to lunch, is all
well,
he was thinking.
Well, he didn't have the washing machine we wanted, dear, and
so. I know. He didn't give a darn. It was his attitude. You know, these days, clerks are getting more and more like that. You ask for something, and they just say, blithely, no, we don't have it.
I know. They don't make
the slightest effort to get it for
you.
No, I know.
First, he said he could order it for us, but you said no. I mean, it's...
Well, that's because you said you needed a washing machine right away.
No, I do.
Well, then we got to try and find what we want somewhere else, that's all. Anyhow, it was the guy's attitude.
I know.
Just acted as though taking our order at all was just downright inconvenient to him. It was just too bad.
That's
I think of all the business we've given that department store, too. Over the years, we always go there.
I know, that's right.
A feature like...
Sometimes I think you get more personal service from a smaller store where the man knows you.
Oh, sure.
I think you do, Willie. Remember that nice, what was his name? He had that store on South Main Street where he got a refrigerator some years ago. Remember that? Oh, that
Who's
nice
that?
Man.
Main Street?
Yes, Watkins. Watkins, that was his name. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Watkins. Why don't we go there? Yeah, we could have gone there in the first place. He must have washing machines.
Well, the last time I was in there... I mean, that's been a couple of years ago. He said he's going to retire the next month, and his son was taking over.
His son?
Yeah. Well, I met his son. He was polite, you know, but he was nothing like his father.
No, probably not.
Somehow, Mr. Watkins always gave you the feeling he wouldn't sell you anything he wouldn't have in his own home. I mean, you thought you were
stuck.
Yeah.
Look, wait a minute. Find out if he has retired.
Oh, well,
let's go there today. Why? I'll meet you there at noon.
Well, I could call, All right. Now, for goodness sake, decide what tie you're going to wear and come on downstairs. Breakfast is ready, dear.
Yes. Well, tell her to come right on in, Miss Brown. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you find those invoices? Yeah. The ones I asked you about an hour ago. Yeah. No, the pink ones. Did you get that letter typed up to the David M. Ames Company? Well, I want to sign it before I go out to lunch so it goes off this afternoon. Yes, I... All right.
Hi, dear.
Oh, boy. What was Bright Eyes doing out there? What letter? She says, no, I didn't find them, she says.
She was putting on nail polish.
Yeah.
You ready to go to lunch?
Yeah, might as well, I guess. Well, do you want to eat first or shop for the new washing machine?
Well, good news, dear.
What?
I called that appliance shop we used to go to. And Mr. Watkins did retire, as I thought. But I guess he couldn't stand it doing nothing, so he still goes down to store 3 days a week, and today is one of those days.
No kidding, really? Did he remember you?
Oh, I should say.
He did, huh?
Yes, about all of us, you know, you and the children. Well, Betsy, I told him about Bobby. And I said we had to buy a new washing machine, the kind we wanted, and he said he looked forward to seeing us again.
Now you see what I mean? Just so. That is the kind of person
I told him we'd moved to the new house.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Sure.
You remembered you, huh? That's the kind you like to have wait on. He's a real salesman. Not like that nippy one we had yesterday who didn't give a darn whether we bought anything or not.
I know. Well, I told Mr. Watkins we'd be there during the noon hour, and he said he'd be waiting and looking for us, you know. And I asked him what time he went out to lunch, and he said, oh, don't you worry about that, Mrs. Piper, you know. He said he'd be there waiting for us,
gonna
you know.
Yeah, going to wait for us.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that was a little different from that guy we had yesterday, who was so darn anxious to get rid of us so he could get out to lunch.
I know. I'm going to stop thinking about him, honey. And I wouldn't mention it to Mr. Watkins.
Why?
Well, I mean, I don't want him to think, you know, that we went somewhere else for a
second. Look, we thought he was retired. That's why we didn't go there first.
Well, I know, but I never like to tell one store I've already been, you know, somewhere else. I think it makes it sound kind of funny.
You are so funny. Look, darling, stores know that there are other stores that sell the same things, you know, competition.
I know, but just the same, I think they feel funny about it. Well, come on, now, if you're ready to go.
I am ready, and I look forward to dealing with a good old-fashioned salesman who takes a personal interest in helping you. You remember, I told my wife, I said I look forward to dealing with somebody who takes a personal interest in helping you.
Well, that's awful nice. I should say I do. And I don't think you've got any real problem. Certainly not one that I can't help you solve.
Well, thanks a lot, I'm sure.
Well, as I said, Mr. Watkins, I do have to have a new washing machine right away. We just decided not to put any more money into repairing our old one.
I think you're doing the wise thing. What's more, if you have to have a washer immediately, you'll have a new washer today.
Well, at least by tomorrow.
No, today.
Oh, well. It'll be wonderful. Our little girl gets home from camp tomorrow, and I know she'll need everything she took. What?
Well, now, you just stop worrying, Miss Piper. Yeah. You'll have your new washing machine today.
Yeah, now, you see what I tell you, dear? I tell you something, Mr. Watkins. Times have changed, and so have salesmen. Not all of them, of course. I'm not saying that, but some of these young fellows don't care a darn. They don't take the slightest personal interest.
Oh, yes. Don't I know, Mr. Piper. Don't I know. Well, between you and me, we've got a couple of them right here in the store.
Oh?
Yes. That's why I decided I'd better not retire completely. I come down here 2 or 3 days a week just to serve my old customers. But when I say customers, I mean friends. My old friends, that's the way I feel about them. People like you, that's the way I feel.
Well, I guess that's the way we feel about it, too, isn't it, dear?
Oh, yes.
Well, now, suppose you sit down right over here, Mrs. Piper.
Oh.
Mr. Piper.
Yes, thank you.
Sit down. Now, have you had lunch?
No, we haven't.
We thought we'd better get the new washer first, and we'd grab a bite to eat after.
Oh, now, this place right around the corner has the best club sandwiches you ever want to eat. Now, why don't I just send out for a couple and some coffee, and you won't have to rush. You can enjoy your lunch while we solve your washing machine problem.
Oh, for goodness sake, well, that sounds just fine. Thank you.
Sit down and relax now, and I'll have the girl order your lunch, and then I'll be right with you. All right?
Yes, Mr. Watkins.
This is more like it,
Isn't it?
Yes. I was talking about you.
Because there's only one thing with all the washers he has on display here. I don't see the kind that we want. What if he doesn't have one?
Well, look, you heard him. If he says that you'll have your new washing machine right away, you'll have it. I mean, stop worrying. He'll get it for you somewhere. I mean,
sandwiches
and coffee will be here in a few minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Martin.
That's all right. It's about getting you a washing machine, Miss Piper.
I'm sorry
you've had a problem, because it really isn't any problem at all. You're sitting right by the best washer on the market, Miss Piper. It's now 12:30. I can have that on a truck and out to your house by 1:30. I'll send a man along to hook it up, and I'll say that if you want to plan washing clothes this afternoon, well, how does 2:30 suit you, huh?
You can hardly ask for better service.
This one?
Well, it's best washer on the market today.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks nice. It isn't the one that... we've had such a good service out of our old one, and I thought we decided, dear, that we ought to get the same kind on our newer model.
Mr. Watkins says, honey. I mean, he knows more about it than we do, and I don't think we should have a closed mind. I know Mr. Watkins isn't going to sell us anything that we don't
know.
Listen to what your husband says, Miss Piper. He knows I wouldn't try to sell you something you shouldn't have.
No.
But I've got one of these washers in my own home, and my wife wouldn't have any other. Oh, believe me, being in the business, we've tried them all. It's been a policy of mine never to try and sell somebody something I haven't tried myself.
Yes, well, I'm kind of sure. Now, you
take that one over there. Between you and me, it's no good. At least I wouldn't have it. Constant repairs.
Is that so? Uh-huh.
Of course, it's less money, but like I always say, when you pay less, you get less.
That's true.
Oh, of course, you want a quality machine made with the best quality material. Yeah. And this is your machine right here, if you want the best.
I certainly
want a good washer, you know. It's just that I thought...
I'm not going to sell you on it, Miss Piper. I'm just going to tell you about it. I want you to make up your own mind. Now, here. I'd like you to look over this pamphlet.
Thank you.
Now, you just take that little worried look off your face, Miss Piper, because you're going to have your new washer delivered today. Yes.
Well, it's a pleasure to do business with you, Mr. Watkins. Goodbye, and thank you.
Thank you, Miss Piper. You will be home by 2:00, Miss Piper.
Oh, yes, I'm going right home now, Mr. Watkins.
Now, as soon as our truck gets in, I'll load that washer, and you'll certainly have it by 2:00.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye. We'll stop in again. Anytime I can be in service.
We will. Goodbye.
Oh, boy. He certainly knows how to do business, doesn't he? I tell you, it takes a salesman with that personal touch, you know.
Wonderful the way
he knows how to deal with people. He knows how to deal with people. If you got a problem, he doesn't just say, sorry, goodbye. He really puts himself out to help you. He's a wonderful salesman.
He sure is.
Come on, Dan. Don't just stand in the middle of the sidewalk. I got to get back to the office. You better get on home.
That isn't the washing machine I wanted.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I tried to, and finally I did, and he even said he had the kind I wanted in his warehouse, but he was determined to sell us this other one. You talk about me always falling for sales talk. You sat right there, carried away by all his cozy charm and telling you to listen to him, dear.
Honey, come on. I just keep walking along. People are looking at it.
What happened? That isn't what we wanted at all. We sat there hypnotized and walked out thanking him.
I know. Oh, golly, I know. By the time he ordered lunch sent in and coffee and, you know, was so nice to us. And...
why didn't he sell us the one we wanted? That's what I wanted.
Because he's probably stuck with a bunch of the ones he sold us and wants to get rid of them. Golly, you got to hand it to him, man. What do you do? He knows how to make a sale and sell what he wants to.
Well, I don't want that one, and I'm scared to go back and tell him.
All right. I'll go back. He won't like it, but he'll be friendly. He's a smart businessman. You'll have the washer you want.
I hope so.
Yes, sir, he's a great salesman. Not many of his kind left.
Well, don't admire him so much to let him talk you into getting the dryer that goes with it. We do not need a new clothes dryer.
Okay.
All right, now remember that now.
I promise. Now, don't worry.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, the Billy Line Radio of yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.